This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purzell. WVXU, in partnership with CET, is presenting American Graduate, an ongoing examination of the consequences of and solutions for the high school dropout problem. This morning, as part of the initiative, I have in the studio with me Shelley McClellan, the executive director from Literacy Center West. And she's going to talk about what do students face when they go back to school after dropping out and what can be done to help keep these students in school. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin by asking about Literacy Center West. What is Literacy Center West?
Literacy Center West is a center that has two core programs. The first is called the Next Level Program that focuses on 17 to 21-year-olds, helps them get their GED, job skills training and placement. And the second program is an evening adult GED program that anyone of any age can attend, and all of our services are made available for free.
Now, how long has Literacy Center West been in existence?
The makings of LCW started over 20 years ago in the basement of an Episcopal church, which now houses the Prospect House, which is a recovery center for men in Price Hill. And it was started by the Episcopal Diocese, and it was originally a literacy center that did tutoring and basic reading instruction, and then helped the men who were at Prospect House begin to work on their own literacy skills. And slowly but surely, over time, the GED became a core component, and the Next Level program was developed, and we've been able to be fortunate enough to have a Workforce Investment Act grant for our Next Level program for a number of years that's helped to support and make sure that we had the funding to provide our services for that work. And going forward, we hope to be a United Way partner for our evening GED program. So we've just evolved over time based on the needs of the adults and young people in the community of Price Hill.
I was going to ask now, who comes to LCW, yeah, and why do they usually come to LCW?
Well, about 40% of our students, especially the next level students, are from Price Hill, the area, usually within walking distance. I would say another 30% from over the Rhine. And then we just, it's amazing. Folks come to us sometimes from Northern Kentucky and other communities around the city.
Now, you mentioned just before we began the interview that you're actually expanding somewhat. Right now, you're executive director of the Literacy Center West,
yes,
but that's going to be transforming here.
Right. We develop roadmaps for each of our students as they walk through the door. We sit down with them and find out what their needs and issues are, their barriers. Who do they owe money to? What are their goals? You know, is there a song lyric that is motivating for them? And we try to really capture on one piece of paper how they want and need to move forward in their lives. And as we ask of our students, we must ask of ourselves. And when I was hired about 2.5 years ago, the core reason the board was looking to find someone who had collaborative experience running nonprofits and also an ability to provide sustainability, mm-hmm, and diversify funding streams. And so when I interviewed, I realized that the majority of our funding is a federal funded grant through the state of Ohio. And for any nonprofit, that's a precarious place to be because,
indeed,
you know, if a budget changes, so goes your program.
And it does.
And
yes.
So when we thought about keeping our doors open, what just made the most sense was really because we have some really good programs, but I'm not sure that a not-for-profit that makes. So we really just started looking around to see if there was a home that would be a good fit. And so the board started meeting with the board and leadership of Santa Maria Community Services, and H.A. Musser is the CEO there. And they have something called the Financial Opportunity Center that they've launched in the past year that really is an opportunity to expand to housing services for our students. For our adult evening GED students, they can go there for job skills training and placement. JobWorks has a staff person there. And financial literacy coaching, because we know it's important to earn it, keep it, grow it. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that all of our clientele have all of those services. So after, you know, a lot of deliberation and talking, we thought it was best to merge our center, our programming, into Santa Maria, and that officially will happen at the 1st of September.
Well, with this expansion, I know you are on the front lines when it comes to seeing the effects of, mm-hmm, of dropouts. And talk us through a typical student there. What have they learned after having left their education early?
Well, they usually don't walk through our door on a winning streak, I will say. So by the time they come to Literacy Center West, they've dropped out of high school, and I think they think that now they're free and now they get to get on with their lives and they don't have to deal with whatever that was that they were struggling with in school. But probably within 6 to 8 months, the reality sets in that, and families tend to say, get on with your life. A lot of our kids have issues with housing by the time they walk through our door. And so the gift is for many of our students, when they come through the door, there is a gift of desperation in that they know that education and or employment is imperative. And so they are there willingly, you know. There are a lot of kids that need our program, but there are only a handful that really want it and mm-hmm. are willing to work for it. So, and then we also actually have some folks who are court ordered, you know, to work on their GED and move forward. And so we try to meet each student where they are when they walk through the door. And, you know, I brought some of our statistics for the 90 students that have come through the door in 2012. And this is for the next level program, for our morning program. Their average test of adult basic literacy and numeracy, the average score for the 90 students that have walked in, remember these are 17 to 21-year-olds, is a sixth grade fifth month, so a 6.5. So already we know we're going to need to spend quite a bit of time with them working on their literacy, numeracy, and other areas of education to get them even prepared to take a practice GED test. 29% are parents already, 8% are pregnant, 13% are consider themselves homeless, 86% are dropouts, because we do with the 17 to 21-year-olds, they can come to us just for employment. So if they have a high school diploma, they can still come and we can work with them on employment. So that's why only 86% are dropout. 32% report some drug usage, and we really ask them to be very honest with us because we know there are certain employers that are going to drug test, and we have great relationships with our employers, and we won't want to send someone who's not going to pass a drug screen. And about 9%, you know, share that there has been some diagnosis or acknowledgement of some type of mental illness, you know, whether it's depression or other issues, by the time they get to us. So these are complex kids with complex problems at a very early age. They owe fines to the court system usually. They usually owe book fines at the schools where they attended, some $200 in book fines. They couldn't even graduate from their own high school until they pay their book fines. In some cases, parents have used their Social Security number to get, you know, their electricity or, you know, a new apartment because their credit was bad. And then the child's credit ends up being bad by the time. And, you know, to try to get something off your credit record is very difficult for a college-educated, you know, person, much less a 17, 18-year-old trying to get on with their lives and being young parents. I will say the assets that they bring are they're very resilient. I mean, they are survivors. They, you know how to work cell phone minutes and systems. They know how to use transit. They know how to, I mean, they have this amazing ability to be resilient, even in facing some of the greatest barriers and difficulties. So we try to focus on those aspects and build on their assets and help work them through taking care of each of these fines. And we have some supportive dollars that we can, if we see they're working towards their goals, we try to help out when we can. And if they need an ID card, many of them don't have driver's license. They don't have cars or have had no experience driving, but you must have a photo ID to get jobs. And so we can help, you know, purchase and make sure they get one of those to move forward with their lives. We can pay for the registration for the GED. We have incentives if they make literacy, numeracy gains along the way and when they're retested. So it's complex. Very few kids walk through the door ready to take the GED. So
success rate. How has your work paid off?
Well, I would say that, you know, the majority of kids that come and stay are able to sit and take and pass the GED. The Workforce Investment Act grantee for the state awarded our program as one of the top five in the state. So our students, the majority, again, who come and attend are ready to take the GED and graduate. I would say 60 to 70% of the students get a job. And our retention rates are pretty high for 30, 60, 90. We measure all of that. And then if we find out a student's been there for a year, because we do follow up, we make sure and reward them with a certificate and $100 gift card just to acknowledge that they've been employed with the same employer for a year. So, you know, we're really proud of our work at Literacy Center.
Well, it sounds like a lot of great work happening there and fighting the growing dropout problem.
Yes.
So I appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you. Thanks.
Jelly McClellan, the Executive Director of Literacy Center West in Price Hill. You can learn more about the center by visiting our website, wvxu.org, and learn more about the American Graduate Initiative. Let's make it happen, American Graduate, a public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.